Hi, and welcome to a new episode of You Podcast. My name is Asim Birni, and this week we have a conversation with Tapsee Pannu. We chatted with Tapsee when Naam Shabana was coming out in March, but as soon as I recorded the podcast, I left on holiday and I missed the movie release and I missed posting this episode. And now with the promotion of Judua 2 happening, so much Uchi Hai Building, it just rung a bell and I was like, oh wait, I need to post this conversation, and it's kind of timely. So here it is. I'm chatting with Tapsee Pannu, and at the most of the podcast is about Naam Shabana and me freaking out about the martial arts and the trailer. Towards the end, we do talk about Judua 2 a little bit. So it kind of ties in. Is it cheating? Is it not cheating? I don't know. I'll let you guys decide. You can drop me an email at youpodcasting@gmail.com either way, or leave us a comment. You can share. Or if this is the first time you're listening to us, go to youpodcasting/episode. You have 8 years worth of Bollywood podcasts and interviews with all these actors and stars. So check us out, leave us a review. And this is my conversation with Tapsee Pannu about Naam Shabana and a little bit of Judua. Enjoy the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being on your podcast, first of all. Your movie, Naam Shabana, is coming out the 31st of March. Because the name is Naam Shabana, I wanted to kind of start talking about your name first. Because Tapsee Pannu is probably the coolest name I've heard in Bollywood. like, it's such
is
a...
It? I take it as a huge compliment because I never saw it like that.
It's one of those names that you pronounce and you kind of want to keep pronouncing. It just sounds like it just sounds so unique. I'd never heard it before. Do you know many other Tapsees?
Well, I know one more Tapsee, and she was a girl in Kerala in India from whose name my aunt got inspired to give my name Tapsee. I know it's a unique name, a different name that kind of gets stuck. You can pretty much get stuck with it because it's new, it's unique, it's kind of unheard name. But I didn't know that it kind of sounds cool. Cool bit of it is the first time I'm hearing.
Yeah, you're getting the cool award from Asim. You podcast, you can just show it to people and say, oh, I have the award.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
So, I mean, I think I was going through your IMDb page and just kind of seeing the movies you've been in. And I have to say, I was surprised how many movies you've worked in already. And I think maybe it's this Hindi film viewer blind spot that you already work quite a bit in South India and a lot of these movies. I think a lot of times what happens in Bollywood, actresses get this huge launch, or even actors, you know, with a big production house and stuff like that, and they make a lot of noise. But you've been really hustling. And that is just such a commendable thing, you know. I was thinking of other actresses that have, you know, had this career graph like yours, that just hard work and keep doing movies. And do you feel that there's like a momentum behind you, that, you know, there's some excitement and you're more in kind of, you know, public eye, more people know you now?
Yes, of course, more people know me now. Especially when you consider national audience or the Hindi speaking audience. I think my South audience of Tamil and Telugu, they were pretty much aware of me in a lot of ways. I mean, I think people know me decently well there. Mm. But yeah, the Hindi audience are now waking up to me. Mm. So I think the fact that I love my job and that reflects in my work is what is probably making it work for me. And that is the whole energy behind the momentum, I'd say. There's been a time, you know, when you were established fairly in South and then you had to start from scratch in Hindi, and then you were shoved aside as a struggler or a newcomer. Mm. And then you have to like, okay, so I start my entire drill again from the start. So I did that, and the choreograph or the choices that I made in Hindi were different from South because the industry is different, slightly different here. The audience is slightly different here. So far it has been so good, and I'm just hoping it's going to get better.
And was there a point that you felt, you know, there's people are getting excited about me? Was it the fight scene in Baby? Was it Pink? Is it now? Was there a certain point where you thought, yeah, people are really kind of taking notice of me?
See, well, when Baby happened, people did notice me. So they did take notice of me and, you know, oh, yeah, this is nice. You know, let's see what she can do, more she can do. So then that is when Pink came in, and then they probably just feel the fact that I can do my job decently. Now, after Pink, I have some beautiful expectations riding on me. I call them beautiful because I'm really enjoying them. So I have these expectations riding on me, which I'm really looking forward to. And then I think probably Naam Shibana will be now sweet for people who expect things out of me. So now it is like almost like now I'm delivering after the expectations people have out of me.
And how do you see your career kind of expanding in the 10 years? Are there any role models or actresses that you want to follow the template of?
No, I don't really have any role models. Because the thing is, I don't have the kind of background or the graph that a lot of other actresses today have. First of all, I never wanted to be an actress. So for someone who never wanted or aimed to be an actress, anything that I'm getting right now is bonus. Whereas a lot of other actresses who are working with me on my contemporaries, so-called, they all have always wanted to be here, most of them at least, you know, and they had this passion towards cinema and they worked towards having this graph. But on the other hand, for me, it was always like choosing the best out of the options I have in hand, because I never had a plan how to go about this. So, yeah, that's why I think it's not just fair for me to have an idol in that way whose path I want to follow. I think my path has been totally different.
Right. And do you feel that opportunities have changed for an actress in the last few years?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It has changed, and it's changed for good. And I think I'm extremely happy that I am experiencing this day and time today where such wonderful roles are written for girls and movies centered around them. I think it's compared to before, I think it's the best time to be an actress, and it's only going to get better from here.
So coming to Naam Shibana, I was racking my brain and thinking about this, but is this the first prequel in Hindi cinema?
It's the first spin-off. I don't know about the prequel because it's a spin-off.
Oh, it's not a prequel, it's a spin-off. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
The first spin-off for Hindi cinema.
So how did this idea come about to make like a spin-off of this character? How did they come to you with the idea?
So I think, as I told you before, the fact that people did take attention of my work in Baby gave makers this idea of doing something of the sort with my character. It's the kind of attention people gave me, or the fact they noticed a small role like that in the film. That makers think, okay, you know, it would be quite interesting to trace the backstory of this girl, how this girl who doesn't really look like she belongs to this rough and tough world, how did she end up there? So it's quite interesting to track her backstory. Right. So, yeah, so that's mostly because of the audience that the idea came.
And also, I saw this old clip a couple of months ago where you said that the original name for the movie was Meera and it changed to Naam Shibana. Is that correct?
It was Meera at a point where we thought of probably starting a standalone franchise out of this character. But then we eventually ended up linking it with Baby because everyone who was involved in Baby was very kicked about it. They all showed their willingness to be a part of it. So then Meera sir decided to make it a part of Baby's franchise and made a spin-off out of it.
Okay. I mean, when that trailer hit, it's you look like such a badass, I have to say. Like, the martial art just scares the hell out of me. It looks so amazing. I know a few actresses have done it, like recently, like Shraddha Kapoor did it in Baghi, I think. Sonakshi did it a bit in Akira. But the kind of realness that you bring in this world, also the setting of the movie, had you ever trained in this before, or was it just initially for Baby and now for Naam Shibana, which seems like a more intense routine?
Yeah, it was initially only for Baby, and then it continued for Shibana. But I think because I've been a very, like a person who's always been inclined towards sports, I've been into some or the other kind of sports. That's why my body language is pretty athletic.
Right.
And because it's athletic, I think the martial arts looks more convincing and real on me because I take it up as a sport.
Yeah.
So that's why the whole thing looks different or more apt on me, so to say, or more real on me. So, I mean, I did learn, and the time span that I learned martial arts for pretty long because it started off with preparation for baby. Went on to Shabana because soon after baby's release, in a month or so, we had decided on going ahead with Nam Shabana, and I was told to continue my training. So I trained in not one but three types of martial art forms. So that's kind of like
which ones? I'm a huge martial arts nut. So which one forms do you train in for this movie?
I started in Krav Maga.
Okay,
the Israeli martial art technique which I learned for baby. I continued that and I added Kudo to it because my character is this Shabana, this girl, is a university level Kudo player.
Okay.
So she represents her college in Kudo. So I learned Kudo. And then I added MMA to it because I think it becomes somewhere mandatory to have a decent hand at MMA if you want to pull off some fight sequences.
Wow.
It just looks fancy on camera. So yeah, MMA also.
Really cool. So I think in Baby you were working with Cyril Raffaelli, who I'm a huge fan of.
Yes.
Was he also involved in these fight sequences?
Yes. He is the stunt director for Shabana.
Oh, wow. Then it's going to be awesome. I already know that. so what's the best part and the worst part of these workouts that you do?
The best part is the athleticism of the entire thing. Like you really you enjoy the kicks and the punches and you really enjoy the sports side of it. Like because I'm, as I told you, I'm inclined towards sports, so I really enjoy learning these interesting moves. But what's the bad part of it is I don't like to hit people. So I feel it really bad when I have to actually use it to hit people. So I've always had this condition of everyone who's going to train with me, who's going to take the blows and who's going to fight with me in this scene, are going to pack themselves up pretty well. They're going to take all the safety precaution and only then I'll hit them. So then it's all hand-to-hand combat and I need to make contact.
Yeah.
Without making contact, they'll not say okay to the take. So I have a psychological block. I can't hit a person unless I'm sure that person is, well padded and well is safe.
Right.
So, yeah, so that is the bad part of it.
I was also looking at this wonderful campaign you're doing of Konimar at the moment, kind of raising awareness, again, about self-defense for women, I assume. And I think a lot of these issues that you've also, it kind of touches on the issues you had with Pink in Pink that you were addressing. So, and on the other side, it's a great campaign. And I see you're also very much... in the online space, you have a social media account. You tweet quite unabashedly your opinions, which is amazing. Kind of, what is the core message that you want to kind of give women?
I really want to give this message through Nam Shabana that heroism or being a hero doesn't have a gender attached to it. So it's high time women, they need to be their own hero. This is the message I would want to tell everyone, and that's the message I want you to tell through my self-defense video and all the other videos or every standard I take, that you need to take the charge of your safety in your own hands and you need to make your own decisions. It's you who will decide what is right and wrong for you and no one else. So that's why I say, it's time to be your own hero.
So, final question. I would love to keep on talking. I have so many questions about this movie. It looks so amazing. I'm so excited for it. I also saw that you're involved in Judoa 2, that's their shooting or something. I won't ask you any questions because I know it's quite early, but I just wanted to ask you, what was your favorite song of the original Judoa?
It's an all-time favorite, and not just from Judoa, Utiya Building. I think that's been my favorite for years and years. Even today, even before I signed Judoa, I was like going crazy on that song and all the parties I used to go to. So it'll always be one of my all-time favorites.
I've got a promotional idea for you. Ask Varun Dhawan to do an Anu Malik impression of Uchi Hai Building and put it like on Snapchat or Instagram. I think he'll probably do an amazing job at doing that.
You don't know how this is not crazy enough. Varun is crazier, so I think you'll come up with something even more crazier with that song and the film as well, because this film is all about getting crazy.
It looks amazing. That looms amazing. Nava Shabana is amazing. You're clearly hustling and doing some amazing job. It was amazing talking to you. Thank you for your time, Tapsee, and looking forward to seeing you on the big screen.
Thank you.